And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, 13th of November, 2017. It was on this day, 1789, Ben Franklin wrote to a friend of his shortly after the Constitution had been ratified. He wrote, "Our new Constitution is now established and has an appearance that promises permanency, but in this world nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." It's the birthday of the poet Eamon Grennan, 1941, Dublin, moved to the United States in his early 20s, taught at Vassar College for many years before publishing a book of poems. He took a year off from teaching without pay, went back to Ireland with his wife and children, and spent that year writing poetry. It's the birthday of St. Augustine, born in Tagaste, Numidia, in North Africa, now Algeria. Converted to Christianity as an adult, settled down hoping for a quiet life of thinking, and then he moved to the town of Hippo, set up a monastery, and found he had to take over the duties of the bishop, which he regretted for the rest of his life, had to run a parish and deliver sermons. Nonetheless, he wrote more than 90 books, his most famous, The Confessions, the story of how he converted to Christianity after living for years as a pagan. Even though he lived out on the edge of the Roman Empire, it was partially due to his writings that the Catholic Church survived the medieval period and did not break up for another 1,000 years. And it's the birthday of Robert Louis Stevenson, Edinburgh, 1850. He was a successful essayist, travel writer, when he met a woman named Fanny Osborne, fell in love with her, traveled all the way to the United States, threw himself on her doorstep. He was in very bad health, and she divorced her husband, and they got married in San Francisco. They moved back to Scotland with her son, and one rainy afternoon, Stevenson drew a map of an imaginary island to entertain the stepson, which gave him an idea for a story, and in 1 month, he had written his first great novel, Treasure Island, came out in 1883. Jim Hawkins finds a treasure map, goes on a journey, finds the treasure, meets pirates, and gets to know a one-legged cook named Long John Silver. It was followed by another great book, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, based on a dream that Stevenson had. He and his family moved to the island of Samoa. He had 5 good years and then died at the age of 44. Here's a poem for today by Eamon Grennan, Opposing Forces. Even in this sharp weather, there are lovers everywhere holding on to each other, hands in one another's pockets for warmth, for the sense of I'm yours, the tender claim it keeps making, one couple stopping in the chill to stand their faces pressed together, arms around jacketed shoulders so I can see bare hands grapple with padding, see the rosy redness of cold fingers as they shift a little, trying to register through fold after fold. This is my flesh feeling you, your feeling. It must be some contrary instinct in the blood that sets itself against the weather like this, brings lovers out like early buds, like the silver-gray catkins I saw this morning, polished to brightness by ice overnight. Geese, too, more and more, couples voyaging north, great high-spirited congregations taking the freezing air in and letting it out as song, as if this frigid enterprise were all joy, nothing to be afraid of. A poem by Eamon Grennan, Opposing Forces, from his collection Matter of Fact, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.